Okay, this is side two of the tape, and continuing the interview between John Dreyer and Adam Gregg. Go ahead, John.
Well, I'm the only vet here at Micah Hill. I have two other guys that were farmers at that time, both swell fellows, and I don't look down on any of them. Could be, they had a farm, we had to eat. It had to be done by someone. So that we couldn't all go to the Army. That's the way I look at it.
Tom Brokaw, famously a few years ago, wrote a book entitled The Greatest Generation. And he labeled your generation, of course, the greatest generation. What were your thoughts on that? Do you agree with him?
Well, I didn't read it, so I don't know. I think sometimes he blows things up a little bit. I don't know what to say.
Okay. Well, I think that's about all of my questions. Is there anything you want to add that I didn't ask or that we didn't get covered in this interview?
No, I can't think of anything right now. A while ago, something crossed my mind, but I can't think of what what that was.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for helping me out with this. And
well, I hope I did. You got what you wanted.
Sure. And hopefully this can be something that maybe someone in your family can take a look at down the road and learn a little bit about Grandpa John.
Yeah, they all cut out those articles in the paper, you know. Mm-hmm. She interviewed a couple of Howard Van Oort and Corny Vandenberg. They were good friends of mine. Over at Ireton. She interviewed both of them. She's a pretty good gal at that.
Oh, that's how I got directed to your story, was the article that she wrote in The Independent about your experience. And so that's how I ended up knocking on your door. So, all right, we'll go ahead and end the interview. Thanks again, John. And this ends the interview.